From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in the Israeli capital Tel Aviv. Two Palestinian gunmen opened fire late Wednesday on shoppers and diners in a marketplace near the Israeli Defense Ministry, killing four, wounding five. Ethan Ovid was a witness to the attack.
I have a meeting, a business meeting here, when I listen to shooting of a machine gun, not a gun. And I am in my past fight, I was in parachute. I running inside to the noise that I listen, and I find two wounded on the market, the restaurant.
Israeli police have both shooters in custody. One was wounded. They identify the two as cousins from the West Bank town Hebron. An Israeli police spokesman said an investigation is underway. There's been no attack on Israeli civilians and police in Tel Aviv since New Year's Day. No concrete intelligence a terror strike was in the works. Israel has seen a relative lull following 9 months of Palestinian attacks on Israelis, sparked by rumors that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem religious site sacred to Muslims and Jews. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks, disrupting the country's oil production. The Niger Delta Avengers said the group blew up an oil well belonging to the Chevron Corporation in the Warri North area. The Avengers have claimed responsibility for a wave of attacks in southern Nigeria on facilities owned by Chevron, Shell, and Eni. Analysts say the damage cut Nigerian oil output by at least 25%, more than half a billion barrels a day. The government said this week it was forming a committee to open talks with rebels. A previous wave of attacks in the south ended in 2009. This is VOA News. In Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters is preparing to enter the Islamic State-held city of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Christopher Garver said the Syrian Democratic Forces, numbering some 3,000, are on the outskirts of the town, and an assault is likely just days away.
Not a matter of hours. I think they're a matter of days out. At the pace they're moving now and at the speed that they've been able to fight the enemy, we think they're a matter of days before they conduct the attack on the city. That being said, the enemy gets a vote, and if Daesh puts up a stiffer resistance, that could slow down just in any type of normal fighting. But we think they're not hours out. We think they're days out. And we anticipate that assault to come in the coming days.
The campaign's success would cut off the IS group from recruits and fighters flowing in from Turkey. Meanwhile, airstrikes believed carried out by Syria struck rebel-held districts of the northern city Aleppo Wednesday, killing 15 civilians, damaging at least one hospital. Iraqi security forces have retaken a southern neighborhood in Fallujah from Islamic State fighters, the government's first presence in the western city in more than 2 years. A U.S. defense spokesman in Baghdad said brigades from three army divisions, counterterrorism units, federal police, and travel fighters are pushing toward this city's center. Meanwhile, there are signs the number of civilians trapped inside is much larger than first thought. Lisa Grand is the U.N. humanitarian coordinator for Iraq.
I think we thought that there would be about 40 to 50,000 civilians who were at grave risk. What we now think, based on the stories that people are telling us, is that there are probably closer to 90,000 civilians that are still inside of Fallujah, that are still trapped, that still can't reach safety.
The Pentagon spokesman said the fate of civilians in Fallujah is a tough problem and being watched closely. A suicide bomber detonated a car bomb outside of police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria Wednesday, killing at least five people, the second such deadly blast in Turkey this week. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing a joint meeting of Congress Wednesday in Washington, called for closer security cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
The fight against terrorism has to be fought at many levels, and the traditional tools of military intelligence or diplomacy alone would not be able to win this fight.
The Prime Minister praised the U.S. effort to achieve a stable democratic Afghanistan and underscored the growing economic and cultural ties between the two countries. Forces loyal to Libya's new unity government claim to have advanced deep inside the coastal city of Sirte, considered the Islamic State's stronghold in the North African country. A brigadier general told the Associated Press his forces seized a key bridge inside the city, only 5 kilometers from the city's center. The British government Wednesday said it would extend the period of voter registration for the European Union referendum by 48 hours to meet a last-minute surge in applications that crashed the voter registration website. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.